For the first time in the history of the United States, I believe there will not be a peaceful transfer of power. The Democrat Party is out there, and if you listen to what they say, they're telling us that they're not going to accept the results of the 2020 election balloting. Now, if you start adding these things up, you don't have to be Detective Inspector Columbo to solve this crime. This is an easy one. Nazi Weinbach Nancy drunkard Pelosi has been out there now for a year telegraphing the plan that the Democrat Party hatched sometime in the summer of 2018 or 2019. No, I had it right, 2018, because in the summer of 2018, when Don John of Manhattan got to make his second nomination to the Supreme Court and put Brett Kavanaugh up, that's when the libtard left began to realize that the sands of time were running out and that Darth Bader Ginsburg, should she not survive to January the 21st, 2021, that the Marxist cabal, adrenochrome guzzling left's grip on the Supreme Court of the United States, which basically was their legislature. And if you follow the arc of what the Democrat Party has done to the United States to destroy it from within, it's a pretty impressive resume. Beginning in the 1960s, with John Fitzgerald Kennedy establishing that the federal government could have employee unions. Milka, what? What? These people are supposed to be, I'm a civil servant. Well, if you're a civil servant and you serve, then if hard times come and we need to let you go like any other place or any other entity, we got to let you go. You're not guaranteed our servitude for life. But when Kennedy signed that executive order, baby, the SEIU was born and the rest, as they say, is history. Look at what happened. Look at what has happened since. You have a permanent class of deadbeats, miscreants, and megalomaniacs by the millions now that all earn their living from government. Mordor on the Potomac River. It's an outrage. It's an outrage that free people should not tolerate. It's an outrage that's kind of spread to the rest of the Western world. What do they follow that up with? The assassination of Kennedy. What was he getting too close to? The world may never know. What did he follow that up with? What was that followed up with? The Civil Rights Act of 1964. That was a slam dunk. And what was that followed up with? Well, now that we're going to, now that we've done the first step, let's go ahead and finish the job and kill what remains of the black family. Did you know that before the War on Poverty Acts were passed in 1966, did you know that, now, this was still a bad, there's nothing, you wouldn't be proud and you wouldn't boast of this number. But compared to today, it was a paradise. In 1966, and you can read all about this in the book, The Decline of White America by oh, gosh, I'm having a brain spasm here. It's over there in a bookshelf somewhere. by Dr. Oh, gosh, why can't I remember this? In any event, you can get all these statistics From the book is called The Decline of White America Since the 1960s. About one third of all children that were born, the black children that were born out of wedlock. Today, that number is in the low 70s. So before the war on poverty, which better termed is the war on the family, and especially the war on the black family, a mere around a third of black children born in the United States would have been born out of wedlock. Now, as I said, that's nothing to brag about, but when you compare it to today, and by, the number, I'm not sure what the 2020 census will reveal or what the 2018 census revealed, but the number has been on a glide path and steadily going up. Here's the other counter part of that those same programs that targeted inner city minorities principally began to spill out into the burbs and target rural whites. The number of children, and again, I'm going from memory here, the number of children, white children, born out of wedlock at around 1966 before the war against the family and the war on, via the war on poverty and all of the great sexual, the horrific sexual revolution acts that occurred, was about 6%. 6%, meaning the term or the adage, well, I'm going to make an honest woman out of her, still meant something. Meaning that it just didn't happen. And when it did, it was something that people didn't boast and brag about. They didn't run around and go like, oh, I'm on my fourth. It was basically socially unacceptable. Now, I'm going down this history here because it's necessary to get to the point. So you go from 5%, it's close to 6%. If you round it off, it's 6, but it's in the fives. Today, for the first time in the 2016 census, a majority of white children born in the United States, born to white parents, Caucasians, were born out of wedlock. Or, to use the vulgar adage, as bastards. That is a shocking number. Simply shocking. It should shock people into action. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe we should slow this juggernaut down. And yet it continues, doesn't it? Or it seems like it continues. So the Democrat Party has all of this on their resume. Then we get to the war on poverty. Then we get to the sex revolution that can't be voted on, won't be voted on, because it'll lose. So how do they make that happen? And that's why we talk about this today on this day. How do they make that happen? Through the Supreme Court of the United States. They began to whittle away. And when they got to the threshold where the Griswold case, we'll talk to Professor Gutzman about this, where the Griswold case could be decided, well, there you go. Bam-o. Griswold, as Brother Andre Marie and I talked about yesterday, opens the door for Roe. And then you have all these other cases that we all are all too familiar with, where the 14th Amendment to the Constitution was just laying there, almost totally unused, because it was a Civil War era amendment. It dealt with a problem that was existential at the time. That problem went away because the amendment basically worked. And so the 14th Amendment lay there dormant. It was barely used in any jurisprudence until they needed to invent and fabricate the idea of this inherent right to privacy and these penumbras that emanated from the Constitution and what have you here. And then the rest of this this horror show, this nightmare, this judicial activist nightmare was born. So as I covered yesterday, I'm covering some ground that I covered yesterday, the Democrat Party has no one to blame but themselves for the predicament they find themselves in, that they have to somehow, hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat. They're going to pull a Bullwinkle here and pull a SCOTUS rabbit out of their hat, and they got to find a way to stop Don John of Manhattan from making his nomination on Saturday. And then from the nomination being confirmed. But I'm going to tell you something. There is a force that is working against this evil.